transferring the farm in the midst of change. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. The new year brings with it changes. Some of those involve estate taxes and capital gains taxes. Estate planning specialist Nick Houle with the CPA firm Clifton Larson Allen in the Twin Cities works with farm clients, advising them in organizing their finances and helping them become aware of what impact tax laws will have on the transfer of their property from one generation to the next.
Well, they need to understand there's complexity to it. They need to understand what the tax impacts are of decisions they make. And they also need to understand what's necessary to make sure the farm operation continues in the next generation. And that a lot of times involves how to deal with farm kids versus non-farm kids if the children are to be the successors in the farming operation.
For instance, when the inheritance of a farm is involved, January 1st will be much different than December 31st.
The way the law is written today, the $5.1 million federal estate exemption is scheduled to be reduced to $1 million on January 1st, and the tax rate is scheduled to go from a 35% rate in 2012 to a 55% rate in 2013. Many believe that that change will not ever be permitted to take place. Although as the days go by, it becomes more and more likely that something is going to change there. This whole fiscal cliff issue is a bigger issue than just the estate tax. It's just a small piece of it. The whole income tax structure may change, including capital gains rates and ordinary income rates that all of us pay, including the farmers.
There are some fundamental mistakes made by families in their preparations for transferring wealth.
I probably could come up with a list of 20 or 30, but I think a lot of them are pretty simple. One of them is just a failure to plan. I think many of us don't take the time to really plan this out and don't have estate documents, i.e. wills, trusts, those types of things in place that really allow us to accomplish our objectives and they're well thought out. Number two might be not planning properly for estate liquidity. What I find with most ag clients is that 90% or more of their net worth is tied up in farmland, farm equipment, and maybe some grain inventory. But with farmland values skyrocketing like they are right now, farmers are getting more and more concerned about the size of their estates and that they are or could be exposed to estate taxes, even with these high exemption levels that we have right now.
Nick Houle is an estate planning specialist with the CPA firm Clifton Larson Allen in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find out more at amfam.com. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield, Ag News for America.